This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA with the Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania, Russell Redding, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show.
This is a show that started out all production agriculture. I think as we've sort of watched the society change and the shift and the specialization, that this show now really has been a consumer-focused show. So all of ag, you're in the food business, we're talking about environmental practices, we're talking about the jobs and careers. That's what folks coming here will see. You know, how are we connected to the community? Food is the obvious, but it's all of those other things around jobs and economics and the quality of life that are on display here. I mean, all the folks that we need to have track with us throughout the year, both in the buying our products, appreciating that there is, in fact, a connection to what they're consuming and what's produced here, right? The policies that we implement around, stewardship and employment and economics, all of that is part of our conversation. We are lucky to have this year both the governor and the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture with us, Secretary Vilsack, and then many, many members of the House and Senate in Pennsylvania, and include counties and townships in PA, critical to our decision-making. They're all here.
One of the other really unique things is that the youth are very involved in this show. There's a youth committee and the FFA are involved.
That's intentional, right? We want to see them. I love celebrating the farm show, but I don't want this to be the last one. I want somebody else to come in here and say, yeah, I love this. I want to do this. I want to be part of this. That's what keeps this show going and keeps us motivated to keep putting on display the very best of Pennsylvania agriculture. But just the other day, at the FFA convention here, I witnessed something I've never seen, right? We had 10,000 people in the large arena, but they recognized 970 new first-year members with a jacket. That's the largest single order the National FFA has ever received for first-year jackets.
Let's talk a little bit about why the Secretary of Agriculture was here and why the governor was here on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we have a Public Officials Day that we've added some years ago that was in recognition of a lot of issues that we have in agriculture are vested with local governments. Townships in Pennsylvania, counties in Pennsylvania, key partners for us, but we never sort of called them out and recognized them for the contribution that they make. We added a Public Officials Day. So the governor was there to talk about agriculture, and as he laid out, ag is one of the four pillars that he's going to focus on in the economic strategy in this coming year. And Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was here to talk about another investment, $26 million to look at the food system, reach resiliency. We had the governor come through, and it's the first time that I've been around the farm show. We've ever had a governor at the Kevin Corner. The team sort of handed him a bottle, and he's into feeding a newborn calf, which is really cool. It's a really good reminder, right, that these are families, farms, animals, care, stewardship is on display in the maternity ward.
Planning for 2025.
The Pennsylvania Farm Show, 108 years, planning for the next year, the first day, but we've got a pocket full of recommendations, things you want to change. 400,000 to 500,000 people will track through here in the course of 8 days, and we get a chance, as a state-sponsored show, to recognize the contributions of agriculture, the people who make it happen, and find all of those connections to our community.
Highlight the food court, because that is where commodities come and consumers come together.
Yeah, there's no better connection to our community, I think, than the food court. That's right. It's where most of us obviously connect with our agriculture. The food system is in that food court. The untold story, though, inside that food court is a lot of the money raised by those commodity organizations go back into agriculture for research, promotion, and support in other ways. So there's two different scholarship pieces, one for the foundation of the farm show, which invests in the show. There's also academic scholarship, the Farm Show Scholarship Foundation. We did 20 scholarships the other morning for kids who have been in the farm show, connected to the farm show, $7,000. So those kids here, $7,000 towards your education.
Let's quickly shift gears and get Russell Redding's assessment of the state of agriculture in Pennsylvania.
I'm more excited today than I've ever been. I mean, I've seen things here that amaze me. Whether it's the kids in the FFA, who get their first year jackets, give me a lot of confidence. We've got more young farmers in Pennsylvania than any state in the nation. I've heard legislators and governors and U.S. secretaries of agriculture call us out. And then I see things, right? I see these families who are committed. As challenging as it is, by the way, it's been amazingly resilient. And we're not exempt from the headwinds of the economy, but they've got this great outlook. We're going to celebrate today as one of our century farms, a 300-year, tricentennial farm, 300 years that have been in this business, the same family. So it gives me confidence that, hey, we're going to work this out. The kids and the youth remind me of that every day here. So I'm excited about it. We'll take whatever challenge comes, but I'm excited.
The Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania, Russell Redding, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.